Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right, when you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From the City of Angels in Los Angeles, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, at CaregiverDave.com, coming to you live 24/7 on numerous syndicated radio podcasts, 26 of them, on global and audio video platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio. The list goes on and on. I won't bore you. In fact, we're proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast of the top 50 on Player FM, and number two caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of the top 60, and number two caregiver podcast on CaringVillage.com. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. We have Carletta Cole, the one and only, and her sidekick, Daphne. Welcome to the show, guys. But before we get going, I just want to thank my last week's guest, Judy Bailoff. She's had seven careers, started as a nurse, ended up as a financial advisor. And how she got there was through her open heart surgery and five strokes, where her oldest daughter and husband were her caretakers for her recovery. And just a reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of our other 26 global networks I mentioned earlier. Okay, enough of that. Carletta and Daphne, welcome to the Caregiver Dave Show. So glad to have you on.
Thank you.
So I always like to ask my guests, just who, I'll ask you one at a time, okay, so you don't talk over each other. Just who is Carletta Cole and why was she placed on this earth?
Well, Carletta Cole is a caregiver, a hairstylist, a power woman. I try to do it all. But my main being of being on this earth is to take care of those who need me. And that's pretty much it.
What a great answer. So that's why your hair always looks different, because you're a hairstylist. My wife's a hairstylist, too. And you, Daphne, why did God place you on this green earth?
Well, it's debatable. My brothers would say to give them a hard time forever. but I think it's to help others, you know, to just shine the light and just make the world a better place. At least that's my goal.
So you two guys, Carlette has been on the show, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It's been, time just goes so fast. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast 3 weeks ago, you know. But you guys are doing amazing stuff, and now you're just taking it to the next level. Why don't you tell the show, our audience of burned out caregivers, what it is you do, how long you've been doing it, and what you got planned for the future?
Daphne, you want to take that one, or you want me to take it?
Why don't you start with the plans for Caregiver Safe Place, and I'll follow up with the event.
Okay. Just don't be shy.
Well, you know I'm not shy, Dave, so you don't have to worry about that. But so in the event that I was a caregiver, when I was a caregiver, my mom has recently passed September 21st, 2020. And that was the last time I spoke with you, Dave, was when I was taking care of her. So in March of 2020, I was researching before my mom passed to find out if it was resources for me to get respite care for myself, to be able to break away and get a break so that I would not get caregiver burnout.
And you're in Orange County, California?
I'm in Stevenson Ranch.
Oh, Stevenson Ranch. You keep telling me that. I just can't get it through my head.
It's okay.
So was it hard to get respite in Stevenson Ranch?
It was hard to get respite anywhere in the state of California. They do allow you to have respite care through the insurance companies. But unfortunately, the patient would have to come out of the home and into a facility. And in which was not comfortable for me because I was not willing to take my mom out of the home of her comfort to take her to a facility just for me to get a mental break.
Sure. And it's not easy to find a good facility. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Right. So I started this foundation to care for caregivers that are not able to care for themselves while they're taking care of their loved ones. So I wanted to make sure that we were able to give a home caregiver a day out and also be able to take care of the bill for up to 8 hours for the loved one to be, the caregiver to be able to go out and have a caregiver to come in.
And you did this while you were a caregiver to your mother?
Yes.
So you didn't have enough on your plate being a caregiver to your mother. You also wanted to be caregivers to the world, basically, by starting this organization and saying, you know what? I don't want you to go through what I'm going through. I want you to have a means of getting respite yourself. And then, so what did you have donations taken up? And then you would figure out who the lucky person was going to be? How did it work?
Actually, no. Before I started, once I started, I, as most people, don't know how to build their own nonprofit organization. So what I did was I took the funds out of my own pocket and I took care of a couple of the caregivers that I could take care of, and also was able to put on a small event for a Navy vet, and everything was donated. And I also took the money from my own self for me doing hair and being a stylist to make sure that I assisted with other caregivers.
Well, you're the real deal, huh?
I try to
have a vision and you make it happen. And if there's no funds, I'll use mine.
Yes, you might as well. I mean,
God bless you.
If you don't help others, you know, you have to make sure that you are a willing participant in assisting in society. And that's what I wanted to do. Before I leave this earth, I want to be known as someone that made sure that they took care of others. And I want to be what you call my brother's keeper, my sister's keeper, my mother's keeper, whoever I can assist. And that's what I'm going to try my best to do.
Well, it sounds like you are a conduit for blessing, because God says, give and it will be given to you, and treat others as you would want yourself to be treated. So you're just taking care of the golden rule there. I'm sure you have many crowns in heaven and you've got a fine mansion up there, because you're selfless and you're thinking of others before yourself. And what a wonderful person you are.
Thank you, Dave. You are as well.
If I needed a caregiver, I would want you to be my caregiver. Because I know I would get excellent treatment. Is that true, Daphne? Did she say everything that was true? Did she didn't exaggerate or anything?
She did not exaggerate.
So what have you got to say? Is it your turn yet?
Well, it's it's going to be a little difficult to follow behind Carletta, because she really is amazing. She's just as beautiful on the outside as she is on the inside, and vice versa.
It takes one to know one, and the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, and you must hang around those that you want to become like. So if she's your friend and you're her friend, I bet you guys have a lot in common.
Oh, well, thank you so much. But, you know, she's very inspirational. I think, you know, she inspires others. You know, I met her years ago. She did my hair. And now we're working together. And, you know, when she came to me to help with her foundation's fundraiser, I couldn't say no, because of her passion for helping others. It's really inspiring. And she encourages me, because I can't speak for other people, but she certainly encourages me to want to do more, you know, and be a better person. And so, and she can, you know, contest to that, where I call her up, okay, here's some more good news, you know, because, you know, of her passion. And I think it's easy to be a part of her team, because she truly believes in helping others. She just doesn't talk the talk. She walks the walk. Yeah. And so my part is to produce her fundraiser, Caregiver Safe Places fundraiser, which is called Runway to Compassion. And of course, Runway, it's because she's a stylist. So we're going to have this event that will include red carpet arrivals with celebrities. We're going to honor Caregiver Safe Places 2022 honorees, which I'll talk to you a little bit about. We'll have a cocktail reception, silent auction, and of course, the Runway Fashion Show. And we're so thrilled so far because everyone is just coming out the woodwork in the Southern California area to make donations from like some top hotels for the silent auction to also donating their time and talent. And again, I think it has something to do with her passion because, you know, we're still dealing with this COVID situation where, you know, a lot of people are struggling, but yet we see people who are willing to make donations and contributions, you know, for the cause.
I can't imagine anyone saying no to Carletta because she just smiles and presents her case and is very passionate about it.
That's right.
And has anyone ever said no to you, Carletta?
Yes.
Okay. Who are they? Who are they?
It's okay. No, because for every no, I got a great yes.
No just means not now. I'm sure it eventually will go yes.
Exactly. Not at this moment. Right.
You seem like you would be very persistent in going back and back and back.
Yes.
So you have a celebrity list, do you? Or
So we're working on this celebrity list. We're putting it all together, and hopefully we can come back to your show and give you all the heads ups and all the latest developments.
We've got you on again in September.
That's right, just before the event. But what I would love to show you is a little bit more about the event, and I want to encourage you and all of your followers to visit runwaytocompassion.org, and that's T-O, not the number two. So runwaytocompassion.org. You can purchase tickets. You can make a donation. You can check out who's who and who's not and all of that good stuff. So let me go ahead and show you our promotional video that we just launched.
Oh, cool.
Or as the cool kids say, that we just dropped, you know, early last week. All right. So here we go. I'm going to turn up the audio and then we'll see. Here we go. All right. So that was just a little taste of the event. So before I go on, Dave, do you have any questions or anything about the event? And of course, I saw your cameo appearance on the screen.
Yes, he's so well deserved. Oh, I'm so excited for Dave. So excited.
Do I have any questions? Well, my wife is coming and I always enjoy it when she's able to come places with me because it's so much fun. And she's an amazing woman. I mean, she lost her speech from a stroke 25 years ago now and is paralyzed on one side of her body. But that hasn't slowed her down. She's like Carletta, you know. She's Martha Stewart, Wonder Woman, all wrapped up into one. She cleans the house. She cooks. She's a gourmet cook. She decorates the house. We travel the world sharing our message to caregivers. She's just amazing, you know. I come home. Dinner's on the table. The laundry's in the washing machine, and I just look around to see where are the elves who helped her, but she does it all with one arm and one leg tied behind her back and duct tape over her mouth. I took her to New York when we were pitching producers to be on a bunch of shows, and they were all so impressed with her. But producers would walk across the room because they saw this figure glowing on the other side of the room who was dressed like the Queen of England. And they said, I just had to come over here and talk to you. And they're sitting there having a conversation with her. And she's, yes, yes, yes. And she's gesturing and all this. And then they come to me and I explain to her that she can't talk. She says, what do you mean? I was just having a conversation. I says, well, she was communicating, but she wasn't really talking. But she just amazes anyone who meets her. And so I'm excited. I'm always excited to show her off to a group of people. So thank you for this opportunity. And thank you for the honor of presenting me with that award. And I really hope and pray that you get all the celebrities that you want. It's a great event. You've got some good PR. Is this your first event doing this, Daphne, or you have done this before?
Let me tell Daphne. So the reason why I picked Daphne is not only because she was my client, but because I've seen with my own eyes what she has done. And just with this event, with little to no budget, she has brought to the table, I can't even explain. She is like the Houdini. The Houdini. She has done so many events, and she is, I was surprised when she said she could take my event, to tell you the truth, because she is so awesome. So
is she an event planner?
Yes, she is. She is.
So you're well connected. You know people.
Oh, yeah. She's the Shiro of events.
Wow. Well, you're very fortunate to have her.
Now I'll let her tell you about herself.
I just feel like it's going to be a great event, and you're gonna outdo yourself. Is this going to be the greatest event you've ever done?
That is the plan.
So awesome.
Be the greatest. Wow. But yeah, it's fun. You know, I'm an event producer, and I primarily work with nonprofits. Mm. You know, it gives me great pleasure, obviously, to support causes the best way that I know how. And so, yeah.
Wow. Well, you should be so proud to have her on your team. So how big is your team? Who's involved here? And what have you got planned for that night? Or is it a secret? You don't want to spill the beans.
Well, you know, outside of what we just discussed, I can't spill the beans.
All right.
But when we come back on the show, I'll spill just a few more beans, but not all of it, because we really want everyone to come out and join us and be pleasantly surprised. And, you know, I look at it as a family event, you know, come one, come all. It's just going to be amazing. This is a really amazing opportunity to shine the light on family caregivers. You know, I can't even begin to say how proud I am to be a part of this event. You know, I was a caregiver numerous times for my family. Where I've had to drop everything and fly to another state and, you know, build my office in their home and wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning to provide medicine and, you know, that kind of thing. And,
sounds right.
You know, absolutely. And of course, you know, and gosh, I remember one time my brother, I had to take care of him and he didn't want me to go anywhere. Right. Where are you going? Oh, I'm just going to the restroom. I'll be right back. You know, but, you know, funny moments like that too, you know, hard moments, difficult moments, especially when you see a family member in need, very humbling moments. So I'm really proud to be a part of this event. And I really want this event, just like Carletta, to just be amazing and fabulous, but it can't be that without the support. And so that's why we're so grateful for your support, having us on, for those who will, you know, watch your show and go to the website, purchase tickets. You know, we can't do it without all of you. And I think, you know, I don't know how many events there are for caregivers, but we definitely want to make this the best one.
Yeah, there aren't that many, let me tell you, especially ones that have, you know, the celebrity status and you know, at a place like the Santa Monica Hotel that you're having it at, just really first class. So God bless you and God bless Carletta and God bless all the caregivers that you're honoring. We're almost out of time, but in the last 5 minutes or so, how are you promoting this? Are you going on TV? Are you doing interviews? What do you want to say about the event to get people to, you know, maybe they can't go, but everyone knows a caregiver. It's like everybody knows someone with cancer. Everybody knows someone who's caring for somebody. And if you're listening to this and maybe you're not a caregiver, maybe, you know, you're too far away, but you can pick up the phone and say, hey, there's an event you really need to go to. Carletta is part of an amazing ministry. I call it a ministry because she's ministering to people. You know, and whatever you do to these the least of these, my brethren, you have done to me, Jesus said. So go ahead.
Carlotta?
No, Daphne, you take this one.
Well, we just really want, you know, to show the love to caregivers, you know, to show the love and gratitude to caregivers. And we want them to be there to receive that love. And we've got a lot of things in store. We have, you know, an amazing lineup of sponsors who have donated product. And we're going to give each attendee a beautiful gift bag provided by Miss Jessie's corporation. You know, we're going to have, you know, food and beverages and, you know, all kinds of things that will be available at the event. And again, it's going to be kind of like a reunion where, you know, it's not some kind of hoity-toity event by any stretch of the imagination. It's going to be really, you know, fun. And of course, enjoyable with the fashion show. And, you know, so we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to seeing everybody come out, and we're looking forward to meeting your wife as well.
Thank you. And I'm going to donate however many books you need of my first book, One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships, to everyone. You can put them in the gift bag. Yeah. So let me know about that. Let me know the numbers that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
My next guest has just dropped in, so we're going to wrap it up. I just want to thank you both for coming on the show. And I just want everyone to understand that you can listen to this show or all of our shows on caregiverdave.com or on any of the 26 global audio and video platforms that I mentioned earlier. And I just want to put in a cheap plug for my book, my newest book, Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times. I talk about it wherever I go. It's a great book that's changing lives all over the world, available wherever books are sold, and my website. And Caregiver Dave is a free membership support community with lots of tools, resources, and free gifts. And check out my Facebook page, Caregiver Dave, a community of 34,000 caregivers. And if you click the like or follow button on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this on, it'll help us reach even more caregivers by improving Google search engine algorithms. So thank you again, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Dave Nassani. My fourth book, Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times, is a number one bestseller on Amazon. As a young boy, I was told I possessed an unusual amount of wisdom for my age. As a young man, I found myself counseling friends and older family members whenever they needed answers to their problems. Then at 21, I read the Bible for the very first time and learned how King Solomon asked God for wisdom instead of riches, yet he received both. I was so impressed that I too asked God for wisdom. Soon after, I discovered when lying on my hammock, I would receive wisdom from God. This book is the result of my passion to share with the world wisdom's tremendous benefits. Join me as I reveal practical aspects of wisdom for the mind, body, and spirit. 31 lessons I learned from God that can change your life. Available in hardcover, Audible, Kindle, and paperback, wherever books are sold. I've spoken all over the country and London, and am available to speak at your event. Contact me at hammockwisdom.com.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing.